The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Folks, this is Red Pill Politics, and want to welcome you all aboard, and thanks for having me in your ear this Saturday. Hope you all had a great few days. Been kind of a weird wintry mix up here in the Northeast, a little warmer than usual, a lot more rain than we usually see. And if it were snow, man, we would have gotten walloped pretty good here and probably still digging out. But anyways, glad you survived 2022. We are mustering for 2023. It's going to be a bumpy ride, folks. I'm not going to come on here every Saturday and lie to you. That's the mainstream prostitute's job. I'm going to give it to you without the sugar. All right, it's going to be a bumpy damn ride. I just told you, go look up, and I'm telling you, it's worth listening to all of what he said in Davos. Klaus Schwab is going to price you out of your car, so your vehicle, in everything to maintain that vehicle, repairs, new tires, everything. It's a war. It's like I started to say, this is a war. And in every war, they attack the supply lines. If you can destroy the supply lines, you know, the cost of everything, it becomes cost prohibitive and it prices you out. So it's coming. That's what he's told the leaders of the world to do. Now you're going to get to sit back and see if the Bidenistas and McCarthy, what they're going to do. Whose ass are they kissing? We're going to find out soon. But before we went to break, we were talking with Andy from Texas. He asked me, if it was hope, what we could do. I think all of us in the know, it's incumbent upon us to be that point person, because you're going to be surrounded by lemmings that are addicted to being led. And someone's got to lead them. Now, you can either wait for the government to come in and lead them off to the post office to get processed, or you can start fortifying right in your neighborhoods. Okay? Andy, we had to cut you right in the middle of a thought there when we went to break. You want to go ahead and finish your thought?
Well, hey, Dave, a lot of thoughts come up, but I'll tell you straight up, we're looking into the abyss here, okay? So what if we fail right now? Humanity fails. And who are we fighting? Humanity. We're fighting the people who are trying to dictate to us what humanity is, and we're fighting a struggle. Well, truth be told, we're not fighting anything right now. But those of us who are in the know, we're fighting like hell to open up the minds of the people who don't know anything. And this is a struggle, and we're having a very seriously hard time doing this. So you have to actually step back and look and go, okay, the way it looks right now for me, because I'm surrounded by wonderful people, you know, patriots, people who want the best for the world and stuff, but it's not enough. So we have to totally step back, first and foremost, think about ourselves and our family, get that shit squared away. Get that stuff squared away, and then we have to start thinking about outside of that, because anything and everything that we do outside of our own little circle that we have, our little food box, our little guns and ammo and stuff, everything we do outside of that is going to help us somehow, some way in the near future.
Yeah, everything. You said something earlier when you started out about, you know, who are we fighting? We're fighting humanity. And I'm trying to understand really what, in what context you meant that, but what it reminded me is of something I've said before where, you know, we're fighting globalists. The World Economic Forum, Schwab, UN, this is the international globalist layer of government that wants to control us all. You know, we got to, you know, we got to first decide if we want to even be involved in that. But the what we're fighting is there's the people part of this is that I do believe, because there's a big difference between like a traditional, you know, Christian, New England Christian in a Muslim nation. You know, there's big differences in their belief systems there. But the individual people, those that raising families, live in the little towns and villages everywhere, inherently, this is a human thing, really just want to run their own little lives. They just want to mind their own business, make their own decisions. And that, I believe, is in everybody. And I think the people, if we're going to throw this monkey off our back, the humanity, the people, the vassals, the worker bees out there are going to have to all come together and rise up and begin pushing back all over. Because if any one nation does it at a time, even a nation as great as the United States, you get squashed. I mean, it's got to happen everywhere. So what concerns me is how it, is there going to be any communication, or is this going to organically happen? I don't know. But to get globalists off our back is going to take a global effort. And, you know, there's nothing there to organize that. There's been meager, you know, pasty attempts to, you know, and it just never works out. So, I don't know. I got to hope that the people start uprising all across the globe to divide their attention and really force their governments to realize, whoop, not going to do it. At least now is not the time, and cause them all to back off. Because go ahead.
No. So, how much time do we have? And look at all the NPCs, the non-participating characters. The ones who are they literally are NPCs. They're participating with the enemy. But they're NPCs when it comes to our cause. So they're non-participating characters to our cause. And they, I don't think we could ever change their minds. So in faction here, this vaccine, because the NPCs got the vaccine, I don't mean to sound rude here, but it's a wonderful thing, to be honest with you, because we don't need these people. If you can never get these people to even come, I mean, even my own family, so I'm trying to be kind of facetious or angry or anything here. My own family, I have four kids. If they decided to take the vaccine, I warned these people. You warned your family. Everybody warned their family. If they decide to go on and take the stuff that they're going to take and they're going to do what this TV tells you to do and these people on the TV tell you to do, then they deserve what they get. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to shed a tear, not even for my daughter or my son or whatever. That sounds cruel, doesn't it? But guess what? They're all adults.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right, though. I mean, you certainly can't say that you didn't warn otherwise, and people, adults like that, can make their own decisions. So the ultimate responsibility does fall on them. No one likes to see anyone die because of it, and, no, you know, especially absolutely. Be lied to and deceived to be able to do it. But so many people thought the government loved them so damn much that they would not do anything careless, that they would do it out of their best
interest. Learned a lesson.
They believed that.
A valuable lesson.
We're talking about a genetic contamination. If you think back, you know, going back years when Monsanto was under fire quite a bit, some of the records that were revealed back then is that some of these genetically modified crops were intentionally released into the environment, knowing that, you know, you just couldn't put that genie back in the bottle. So I'm worried about genetic drift where, you know, those that were vaccinated. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. They're putting this in everything now, by the way, in food, aerosol. And so we don't know what the extents and the ends of this are. It may not matter whether you're vaccinated or not. But the wake-up call's coming. All right, that football player got everybody nerved up, and let's face it, you have professional athletes, and this is one of those arrogant little things that they would not be able to forecast, those evil globalists that would do such things to these people. They didn't realize that while we were having our bread and circus, watching our football and watching our soccer, and all of a sudden, you know, people are falling, they're dropping dead. And it became noticeable only there, only in the bread and circus, not in the, you know, people die in our regular lives at places that we work or people we know, you know, you hear about it once in a while and it seems incidental. But now the Hollywood, the celebrities, the sports figures, they forgot about that. Yeah. And it became noticeable.
So Dave, how do we come back from this? How do we ever recover from this? We haven't done nothing. Look at all the stuff that they've dumped down on us, from GMO to the chemtrails to everything that they've done to us with COVID and the shot and stuff. How do we? What is our reaction to this? And what's sad is that we can't find a reaction because there is no reaction. And that is a telltale sign that they've dumbed us down far enough to think, still, there's a hero coming. And one of things, I don't want to go here, but I'm going to go here. I want to go here real quick, and you can push this on. I'll go away after this. But this whole thing that everybody's believing in Jesus and the second coming of Christ, and I don't mean to be a disclaimer to any kind of Christian thing that's going on, but that's a cop-out, because nobody's going to help you but yourself, and then maybe you might get some intervention. But if you just sit there waiting for something from the sky, the people that we think we believe in and stuff, and I'm not one of those guys. I believe in a lot of stuff, but I'm not believing in any one person. But if you think that's going to happen, you're wasting your time and my time too, because I need to survive this, and so do my kids, and so do those people who would be the up, you know, the people who would step up and stuff. Their kids are involved here too, and I can't believe that people would bring children on this planet and then finally find out something is wrong with it and not step up to the plate to defend what they brought on this planet. And we don't even care how we got here or why we're here. All we should care about is survival.
We're already a couple of generations into that, where the parents have got young kids now are oblivious. As far as the Christian thing, I'm going to agree with part of it and disagree with part of it. All right, the part I agree with is that I don't think God intended us to lean on a shovel and pray for a hole. All right, but what I do believe is it is that belief in God, that is the way. That is the way to lead your life. And it doesn't mean
absolutely.
Being a passive either. But it puts you on a path. Life is always forks in a road and paths. You got to choose a path that you're on. And I'm telling you, if you do something out of hate, if hate is your motivator, you put yourself on the wrong path.
Hey,
so even
Dave,
in some of the
Dave.
Most gritty battles, if you do what you do with love in your heart, out of your love for fellow man, out of your love for children or whatever, out of your love for freedom, let that be your motivator. But
hey,
having a belief system like that is a complete strength. Is people that do not have that do not have that little bit of help and do not have that ability to charge your batteries, they're the quitters. They're the
absolutely.
Ones that freak
You're
out.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Hey, can I do you a solid here? Do you have another call?
I don't think I've got one in queue.
Okay,
yet.
So nope. Can I give you another call?
Sure. Yeah, someone wants to.
No,
chime
I'm going to give you another call. Here's Alan in Texas. Oh, anyway, he's busy right now. I'm sorry. All right, my bad. Anyway.
No.
Hey,
well,
this is my
like
friend.
I said, I'm going to only agree with part of that. We are not supposed to sit around and wait for God to intervene. You know, if we're fighting our ass off, he'll do miracles for someone who has doubled down, dug in their heels, and has put themselves on the right path. I do believe amazing miracles can happen for people doing, you know, good and righteous things. I do believe in those rewards.
Hey, Dave, though, on the same token, I mean, everybody has a reason for being here, right? Okay, and so a whole bunch of people have figured out the reason that they think they're here, right? And they picked a religion, they picked some sort of thought or something that makes them feel like, I know why I'm here now. Okay, did any of us get it right? Do I have it right? Do any of the... This is the thing. And so when you actually come to a conclusion that you haven't even come to a conclusion to why you're here, that's even more reason to fight for what you want in life. Okay, because nobody wants to die. But we don't even know if death is a bad thing, Dave. We don't have a clue.
I mean, who says that we ultimately even have to know why we're here? I think that's what we spend all our life.
I think that's the test, though. I think that's the test. I think that, that's my religion. My struggle is trying to find out why I'm here. And I gotta, you know, you can have your religious into that, you can have your spiritual into that, or whatever. But what is the actual reason for being here? Because you gotta get some credence. Got to give some credence to the fact that man wrote the Bible. You have to give some credence to the fact that the history books are not even really history. The only history books you can believe in are the history books that wrote about this COVID stuff, and then it made it happen.
Did you ever have a time in your life where you just set your heart to something? There was something you wanted, a direction you pursued, there was a goal, something you wanted, and you busted your ass in every damn thing that you could possibly do to get to where you wanted to be. And it just seemed that there was just one obstacle after another. And it was just a never-ending bunch of disasters. Did you ever?
Good question. Dave, that's a great question. Because guess what? The answer is no. The answer is really no. I have never found anything that gave me any really satisfaction. I've been in money. I've been out of money. I've done a lot of things in my life. And no, I never found any satisfaction. That is why I'm on the search.
I'm not talking about satisfaction. I'm talking about you seeing something that you wanted, saw no reason why you couldn't achieve that, and then wind up with just things coming out of the blue that you never expected, that just got in the way, obstacles that prevented you from getting something that you felt you could easily achieve.
Well, hey, Dave, the point I'm getting at is
you could put yourself on a wrong path and do something out of hate and anger, but put yourself on a wrong path where you had a fork in the road, you chose the wrong one, you know, and like humans do, they get into themselves, so they think we know best, and you know, go against some of your better learnings and put yourself on that path, and then just wind up with nothing but problems, nothing but headaches. It's happened to me, and it turns out, you know, in hindsight, looking back on a number of years, I say, you know what? That was a stupid thing. I really could have redirected my energy to something a whole lot better. But I'm just saying, there's little God winks out there. When you put yourself on a path, a good path, you'll feel the wind in your sails.
Well, hey, Dave, I think people spend too much time on the past. And I think that's what's rotting the people in the world is that, they came up. They were maybe molested. Maybe they were beaten. Maybe they were just privileged kids and all this stuff. And that's all part of their upbringing and stuff. And that's the kind of world that was given to us when we were all born. Because guess what? We did not have anything to do with the world that we were born in.
We don't get to choose for a bit of a quick break here. Andy, thank you for all. Red Bull,
all right, thank you.
Dr. Nasty, God. Bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
And sorrow, I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born and raised. And welcome back, Red Pill Politics. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Please do head over. I'm trying to uncancel ourselves here for the third time. All right, and you can help. RedPillPolitics.tv. If you go there, we got all the social media as they blink on and off. You'll find them over in the right-hand navigation bar. And we always stream out to Rumble now because YouTube not very friendly to us no more. All right, but Rumble... great stuff. They've had some wonderful improvements lately. Please do subscribe and give her a thumbs up if you would. Maybe post a comment, some show ideas, comments, hate mail, that type of thing. You know, post it right in there and feel free to help us spread the word. Yeah, Klaus Schwab, enough said about him. There's two things that came out of the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos. One, want to decriminalize pedophilia and thinks that the victims of pedophiles are likely to grow up and not mesh into large families, so that's a good thing. And more gay people, right, that the planet's doing this. not their cultural Marxism, but the planet. So he instructed the young globalist leaders and the other nations to support them that they've injected into their cabinets. And I still want to know who the ones are here. But word's gone out, okay? Start decriminalizing pedophilia and things like that. Make sure any detractors, you treat them harshly and punitively for speaking up. John Bolton running for president. enough of that. We'll move along. It's not worth a second mention. Twitter. Yes, it has come out that these ER doctors that were supposed to be posting all these pictures and horrible scenes of the ERs and the hospitals being just grossly overrun and packed to the gills were all found to be fake. Not all. I should retract that. Very rarely is that word actually applicable. But the overwhelming majority, they flooded the zone. Remember that language from Event 201 where they planned out the coronavirus pandemic sweeping around the world 2 months before a coronavirus swept around the world? Okay. So, yeah. All these were bots. They were fake accounts. Putting out fake pictures to terrorize you. This is what's happened, okay? This isn't just, you know, people lying, telling little fibs on the internet, all right? Hurting feelings on the interweb. No, that's not what this is. This is terrorism. When two or more people collude and conspire to bring fear and terror and to murder and kill, to meet a political end, that is terrorism. You were terrorized into thinking, feeling, and reacting a particular way to meet a political end, which is government control. That the satellites, all right, that's what they're kind of referred to as the satellites, the individual nations. America's not America. All right, we're not a sovereign. Hell, you got to have borders to be a nation. You're not a nation if you don't have borders. We don't even have that. So, yeah, you were terrorized. Who ordered these bots, these fake accounts? Who staffed them? Who ordered that to happen? This is where the topic of indictments resides. The IRS, they're targeting everybody with crypto. That's the thing they got a hard on for is crypto. They want to know who you are and where you are right now early. You're the early adopters of this. It's been around long enough. They baited the hook. A bunch of people grabbed right a hold. And now they're going to come and catalog you and audit you. And then they're going after the little businesses. Now they're going after the COVID money. I told you, there's no such thing as free money. When the government says we're going to give you a loan, and then they go, wink, wink, but you're not going to have to pay it back. Yeah, go ahead. And the people get thinking that, and they go and they spend that money on all kinds of things. And I'm not talking about just little mom and pop businesses. I'm talking about some of the government rackets here, where government has gone and set up little front groups and intercepted this money. It's criminal. Get another quick break here at the bottom of the hour. It's Red Pill Politics, republicbroadcasting.org is the website. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Alone, a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Saturday. Hope y'all are doing well. I got to tell you, this thing with the IRS agents, where we left off here when we're coming in on the break. Crypto guys are coming after everybody there. That's their number one target, is crypto, and then they're going after the PPP loans. You watch all those businesses. This is where I told you this was a great big baited hook. A bunch of people jumped on board, because all your traditional businesses, and I want you to think back to the beginning of the show where I told you that Klaus Schwab said that he was going to price you out of your private transportation, all right, your cars, your gas cars, and single-family homes, all right, residential properties. Everything that has to do with them, like in a good battlefield, you attack the supply lines. So if you need tires for your car, or you need a tune-up, or you need an exhaust, absolutely everything is going to be orders of magnitude more expensive. You think you're going to put in a $2,500 boiler in your house? You know, if that's what you paid for the other one, you think that's what you might pay for another one, a new one? Oh, no. No, no, no. Add a zero. Add a zero. It's coming. Now, the IRS, they're going to come after these businesses that took out these loans. And if you are in that category, if you're a small business and you do HVAC for residential, if you're an auto and diesel mechanic or something, or maybe a roofer, I don't know, I'm just throwing some professions out there, and you took one of these PPP loans, you may very well have an IRS agent with a clipboard and a gun wanting to talk to you. Now, if we believe all of the all of the glam out of the House in this Speaker McCarthy being seated, he says the first thing he's going to do is defund the 87,000 IRS agents. We'll see. And even if he does, do you think that Biden won't go in through executive fiat and turn around and try to create another funding mechanism? I mean, you saw what you folks, you all sat there and watched them pass a pork-filled, a tyranny-filled multi-billions of dollars flying around like water. They'll find a way to fund those 87,000, I think, even if they're successful in, you know, defunding vote on the House floor. I don't know. We'll see. Got another caller on deck here, Tom from Utah. How are you tonight? You're on the air.
Hi, Dave. Hey, I've been a friend to Andy. Of course, I tell him the most important thing you can do while you're pursuing the purpose in life is to, number one, stay alive. Mm-hmm. If you don't stay alive, you may not find that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's very true. So, you know, I still ask myself, well, you know, what that is. It's more of a curiosity than an obsession. Is, you know, I think there's probably instances where maybe we're not supposed to know. You know, maybe God's got a purpose and a reason, and it's his own. And, you know, I don't know why he puts people in my life that are complete jackasses. And then he'll put other people in my life that I absolutely adore and will be with forever. So I don't know what my purpose is. All as I can say is I don't think I've accomplished it yet because I'm still here.
Well, I think life itself is a sufficient purpose to go through the experience. But I'm going to ask you this. If Klaus Schwab has his way, who's going to be surviving? Lawyers and thieves, right?
Yeah, if you can't afford anything. People to serve whatever little areas that they have planned for themselves will be a serf society. There'll only be enough of us to do the menial work, and that's it.
Well, it sounds like the only people who will be afford to buy anything will be either lawyers or thieves. Oh, maybe doctors, maybe.
Yeah, well, I think they want to get us on used to getting rations, basically, where we're getting an allowance from our parents. These are how many, you know, life tokens you can have for this month. Spend wisely. And then, you know, and I've said this before, you know, they'll throttle, we already see it now, they're in this depopulation mode. And what is the effect of a government that pushes abortion on the incoming side, and then through socialized health care, stops providing critical services for those that are of a non-productive age, if you will, for those that have retired or handicapped? They get a lower tier, and it's like they don't care about the health or the safety or the wellness of, you know, on both ends of the spectrum. They're focusing on those that are productive if they have a job for you.
Well, that puts me on their hit list because I'm pushing 82.
Right? Yeah, me too. I'm not a spring chicken either. But yeah, it to me, I like I said earlier in the show, there's so much power in the individual. We could all, even those that may not have, advanced educations and lots of skills and whatnot, we as a society would all be raised. You know, raising tide raises all ships. By cutting loose the creativity and the ingenuity of the individual, you know, unleash it. And whatever great inventions that could come out of that will only be reinvested in society and reflected in society as a whole. There's a place for everybody in this world. There really is. Right now they're just creating a robot society, and their creativity, the greatest thing about freedom and liberty is you can exercise this creativity in any way that you like, and it's so stifled under what I see coming.
Well, the sad thing is we've become addicted to the delicacies of Babylon, and when they pull those delicacies away from us, especially if we've never had experience in deprivation before, it's going to be a tough ride. But one of the things I've been telling Andy, and I advise others to do, is to learn what simple foods, and I'm talking about food that seems mundane, but find out what simple foods are available even when the supply lines are shut off. And that means figure out what grows out of your sidewalk, which is edible. And of course, I tell them not to make the same mistake the Donner Party made. Don't kill your guides. Leave them alive and follow them, and they will show you what you can survive on. So if you have a deer or if you have a rabbit, don't kill them and eat them, but follow them, whatever they've nibbled on. They're not suicidal. So whatever they've nibbled on, you can safely nibble on too. And you may think, well, that's not a very enticing survival mechanism, but in fact, it may be the only one you have. And all your stored food.
That's sound advice, and I tell people quite often that it's probably more beneficial, not so much to have a field guide on wild edibles or something, but a field guide on those things that are poisonous. It's more important to know those few things out there that you can't eat, because in theory, almost everything else, like cattails, you can eat every part of a cattail, pine browse.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this, you can eat more things out there than there are things that you can't. You just got to know what not to eat.
Yes, I told Andy, get to your local agricultural college and check to see if they've got the publication for the edible plants in your area.
Yep.
And that may be the difference between you surviving and figuring out the purpose of life and never figuring it out.
Yeah,
It seems mundane, but it's really critical for you to know how to do what I used to do when I was a youth. My dad would take me out. We'd go on a hiking trip or just traveling the wilderness, and all we took was sweatpants, bathing suit, a pan, like a dish pan.
Yeah.
And that was it. We'd find water. And if you put the water in the pan, let it air out and be in the sunshine for a while. If there's fish in that stream, that water's safe.
Yeah.
But then, of course, at the same time, just follow the other animals, the herbivores, like the rabbit and the deer. Yeah. Whatever they nibbled on, you can safely eat on, too. But, of course, they'll eat the harder, the more, woody part of the plant. But you can eat on the white part and on the root. Like you say, cattails are a real meal. Most Native Americans know that.
Yeah, there's no reason, especially here in the Northeast, where there's such an abundance of growth, there's no reason people should starve to death out here in the country. I mean, if you do, it's just out of ignorance, because there's food all around us. It may not be what our palates and our TVs have told us is palatable, but it'll keep you alive. And many times it's more beneficial. You know, like telling my wife just this weekend, we were up in New Hampshire, I should just throw some pine needle tea on the wood stove, get that going. There's a lot of good stuff out there for us. Very sound advice. And right now, while the grid is up, this is the time, because this is the preps that many people don't think about. When you talk about preparedness, people think about a 50-pound sack of grain when they should be thinking about a pretty good library. I got a lot of books around me here, little how-tos, whether it's medical, edible plants and animals, you know, all kinds of things. And now's the time to get those. You don't want to be in a
panic. Well, the other side benefit, when you're eating from the wild plants or plants, your digestive system is far more efficient. You don't need to take in 2,000 calories just to, utilize 500 calories. But if you're just sticking with the edible plants, you can bring in the 500 calories, and you don't have to expend another 1,500 to benefit from that 500.
Yeah,
in other words, your digestive efficiency is down there in the plant kingdom. You know, people don't like to hear this, but in fact, that's the reality. We are perfectly designed for eating the plants that come from the soil, right? And that's
the relationship between, it may not be a bad idea to kill a rabbit or a deer once in a while. I mean, once you know what
you're eating.
Well,
you don't need to do that, because you're better off using the same food supply that they use, and you'll get that benefit. It's more efficient, far more efficient. And you don't have to worry about the pathogens that those animals carry.
Well, what I'm getting at is there's no longer competition on the vegetation. Once you're wise and know what is edible and what isn't, you got deer and other things that are competing with that now. And let's face it, protein. You know, if you can bag a deer every now and again, not necessarily
the better thing to do
area
is,
of them, but that protein's still good.
Far better thing rather than protein is the amino acids which your body builds up into your protein. See, I tell people, if you want to wrestle, with an elephant or with a rhinoceros, you want to do an arm wrestle with them, you see them pulling into McDonald's or anywhere getting a protein source. They eat the plant foods, and the plant foods provide the amino acids that your body takes and puts together and creates a pure, undefiled protein rather than a second hand. And by the way, when you're breaking that second hand protein down, that's where that 1,500 calorie goes. I really push people to get off of the animal altogether, especially when there's risk of disease, because they are the grand reservoir. I helped Kekol and Campbell author the book, The China Study, where we followed the health habits of the Chinese and the Orientals that were pretty vigorous and healthy in their homeland. When they came to America, they got into the fast food habit, and that's when they fattened up and became arthritic and all of that stuff.
Yeah, anything, whether it's fish or any type of game, anything like that has to be cooked. And that really can't be understated, because there are parasites. They're everywhere. They're in everything. And they can actually be in plants, too. They're typically not harmful to humans, but nonetheless.
You can't culture any pathogen in plant material. That is a fact. See, I worked in pathology for the first 30 years of my life. Then I changed over to teaching the real pathology for the last 30.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you cannot culture a pathogen in potatoes, apples, anything from the garden. You have to use fat, flesh, and plasma.
The human body, your digestive system is, it has complex enzymes that are released when you eat a plant diet. There are plant enzymes that are released, and also when you eat meat. This is why a lot of conventional thinking is that you shouldn't mix the two, is that if you're going to eat meat, just eat meat. And if you're going to eat a salad and vegetables and fruit, just do that. But, you know, that's where I fail to see how people that are strict vegetarians and vegans can satisfy everything in their body when there's, you know, there's enzymes created to break down meat for a reason. Our teeth are the way they are for a reason. You know, it's to be able to eat both plants and vegetables. And the enzymes are there to break them down. So what part of our body is being sacrificed when, you know, those enzymes, those meat enzymes are never taken advantage of? Because they got to be there to supply something, aren't they?
Well, they're there to handle the contaminations like a worm in an apple. It's not intended to digest a whole cow. You know, people say, you must be crazy. And I say, well, you know, my life is the evidence. And the life of the people that I've taught. For example, I brought this up before, but Gretchen Weiler brought Kirk Douglas to me after he'd suffered a stroke or two. Also, Olivia de Havilland. This was back in the 90s. When I was an advisor to the film industry. But what happened, I got them to get off of all the animal foods, clean up, go strictly to the garden. And instead of dying in 1990, when did Kirk Douglas pass away? Just 2 years ago. What was his age? 104. Olivia de Havilland, the same thing, 104.
Well, I know the plan. Plant-based diets help very significantly people with certain diabetes and whatnot, that it just eliminates the need for insulin just by dietary changes.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, I can appreciate all that. I'm glad you called in. This is an interesting a topic that I like myself.
Well, now is the time you need to maintain your health, because yeah. As a warrior, if you're in a wheelchair, you're no good.
Yeah,
as a sheriff on a gurney, you're no good.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Good. Well, I appreciate the call, Tom. You'll have to call in again when we have some more time to kick some of this stuff around. This is interesting stuff to me. I like this too. But I got to wrap things up here. Thank you very much for the call, and Happy New Year to you. There's no doubt that we as a society have gotten real sloppy with what we accept is our daily diet out there. The fast food industry has exploded. There's fast food everywhere. Even when you go to the supermarket, you go to Walmart or wherever you shop for groceries, there's always that fast food aspect of it too, where you can get, you know, really what they do is the meat that starts to turn in the coolers out there and gets a little discolored and stinky. They throw some batter on it, turn it into something else, and you know, make sure that's the first thing you smell when you walk through the door. You know, the food I ate growing up when I was a child, and I attribute, you know, I've had relatively few health issues in my life. I ate wonderfully. I didn't realize that we were poor. I mean, my grandparents had a big old garden. We worked hard in it. My grandmother canned it. We had a basement full of canned food. We had fresh vegetables out of our own garden at every meal, every day of the year. Now, I'm not exaggerating. You know, I got off to a good start. I came from a generation. This was influences from my grandparents, because I had a very close relationship with them. My parents were already starting down that path to fast food and McDonald's. But, man, I grew up as a child, right through my childhood. I ate good. I didn't eat, you know, I mean, the junk kind of creeped in there a little bit, too. But I ate three meals a day, and they were decent meals. So, you know, today I am not even a little bit surprised at the chronic degenerative disease that we see out there. And then we trust the government to give us vaccines and stuff to cure it, and it makes it worse. We believe them, and we just keep doing it. Folks, I don't know, wake the hell up, seriously. For Sam Hall, when asked, you know, what do you do in a situation like this? And usually one of the first things he says, you do not have to obey or adhere to an unconstitutional diktat. All right, first and foremost, if it's against the Constitution, don't do it. All right, let them come down if it's that important to them and they want to sue you, sue your town, sue everybody. You know, let them, but you don't have to agree and cooperate. You don't have to consent and comply. It's okay for you to be constitutional, to be in the right, and defy government. It's okay. And that's what is I'm suggesting. Revoke your consent. They tell you to do something, and what they're telling you is unconstitutional. They have no right to do. They have no authority. Well, they said that they gave themselves the authority. You say that's illegitimate. No, I won't. I won't. The answer is no, you can't have my gun. The answer is no, you can't have my kids. The answer is no, you can't have my money. No. Okay? You'll be okay. Trust me. I know, loud. It's going to be a bumpy ride. It's going to be a bumpy 2023. You know, like I said, man, there's a lot to be angry about. People that, you know, I don't like to use the word hate, but, you know, hate. But don't let that be your motivator. Don't let hate and anger be your motivator, because it'll put you on the wrong path. Do what you do with love in your heart. Love for freedom, love for your family, but do what you do with love in your heart. Thanks for tuning in. RedPillPolitics.tv. Please get registered over there. Share the word. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.